First Peter chapter 2. So, laying aside all hatred and all guile and hypocrisies and envying and all evil speaking, like newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, so you'll grow by it. If you've tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming like to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, like living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Also, it is contained in the scripture, "See, I lay in Zion a main cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him won't be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to those who stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, so that you will show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who previously were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I ask you, please, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts that war against the soul, having your lifestyle honest among the Gentiles, so that, while they speak against you as evildoers, they will, by your good works that they'll see, glorify God on the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it's to the king as supreme, or to governors as those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of those who do well. For this is the will of God, that with well-doing you will put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of hatred, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the difficult. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when you're chided for your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reproached, didn't reproach back. When he suffered, he didn't threaten, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sins, would live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls.